On Monday, news started spreading that there would be another departure at the White House. Specialists were called in, a report was drafted and reviewed, and the authorization was made for the axe to fall on a tree. The Jackson Magnolia has stood on the grounds of the White House for almost 200 years and 39 presidencies. Thankfully for the tree, perhaps, Monday's news, first reported by CNN, was overstated. The tree was not entirely removed. The Jackson Magnolia did get some major trimming. Landscape historian Jonathan Pliska is author of A Garden for the President, A History of the White House Grounds. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Start by just describing what this tree looks like.
Well, it's one of the grandest old trees on the grounds. It is very large. It reaches almost all the way to the top of the White House now. And in the spring, it has the most beautiful, big, large, fragrant flowers. And it's one of the reasons I think it's been such a prominent fixture on the grounds for so long. It's just a very good-looking tree.
It also has more than one trunk. It's kind of falling over. It's held together by cables. For all of its majesty, it's kind of decrepit.
That's a good point. And what's interesting is from the front of the tree, you'd never know anything was wrong. When you turn around and go behind it, it is literally a kind of a shell of its former self. It's being supported by a system of guy wires and a large pole running up about 30 feet.
How much had to be cut back this week?
Reports seem to be differing a bit on that. And what I do know is that they removed very correctly as little as possible. And it appears that part of one of the major limbs, the part that was the most structurally unsound and the most dangerous to public safety, was what was removed. But a large part of the tree is still there, to the best of my knowledge.
If this tree has been in decline for decades, why go to such efforts to save it?
Partially because of the wonderful story associated with it, of course, with being reportedly planted by President Andrew Jackson after he came to live in the White House in 1829. The story, which is possibly not completely true, it might be more myth and legend than historical fact, goes that after he was elected president, but before he actually moved into the White House, his beloved wife, Rachel, died suddenly. And the election of 1828 had been very contentious, and she was accused of being an adulteress. And Jackson believed that the slander against his wife had literally killed her. So when he came to the White House now as a widower, he brought with him seeds and possibly a cutting from her favorite trees at their estate in Tennessee, the Hermitage, and had it planted outside the White House in her honor as a lasting testament to their continuing love even after death. So whether or not that story's actually true, it's still just a wonderful story, and it's come down through the ages and is really one of the great stories about the White House grounds.
And I understand that seedlings from this tree have been spread far and wide.
Yeah, that is true. Most recently, one went to Cuba as the gift of President Obama to the Cuban people. There's a tree actually planted on the grounds of American University as well, and that was a gift to the Campus Arboretum from Michelle Obama.
As somebody who has written an entire book about the White House grounds, is this a sad moment for you?
Well, no, it's not, because among other things, the tree is still standing. And even when the tree does pass away, when it does finally die, and it will, because the tree is a living thing, the National Park Service and their partners have been propagating seedlings and direct growings from seeds of this tree in preparation to replace the original with its own descendant when it finally does go. So even after the tree dies, it'll very much still be a fixture on the grounds.
Historian Jonathan Pliska is the author of A Garden for the President, A History of the White House Grounds. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.